Our scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. We will read verses 1 through 8. It's found on page 1010 in the Pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? We're reading from Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You know, there is no hope in death. There is hope only in life. Because of love, God sent his own Son Jesus to come and live among us, teach us, heal us, and show us how to be in relationship with God. And in the fullness of time, God had Jesus take our place on the cross, giving his life as a sacrifice to pay the price of our sin. And if the story ended there, it still would have been more than enough for God to give us so much. But for our God, it was not enough. Because there is no hope in death. There is hope only in life. And so God raised Jesus from the dead. But not only God raised Jesus from the dead, God also rolled away the stone to the tomb and made it open for all of us, for the whole world, a world of new possibilities, world of hope. We are told in the scriptures that Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome came to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus as their final act of love and respect for their beloved Lord, who gave them a new life. And on the way to the tomb, they asked themselves, almost as an afterthought, "Wait, when we get there, who will roll away the stone from the tomb?" They wondered, how would that happen? And they also, because they knew, as all three of them, no matter how hard they pushed, that stone isn't going to budge. Because it's huge, it's massive. As you see in the picture, in Jesus' days, the tomb was hewn out of the rock to lay their dead. And the tomb was then sealed by rolling a very large stone at the entrance. The stone was way too heavy and massive for these three women to move it out of the way. So they asked, how are we going to move the stone? Who will move the stone for us? However, when they reached the tomb, they discovered that the stone had already been rolled away and the tomb was open. Do you ever wonder, why was the stone rolled back? As Ryan said, do you think maybe the stone was rolled back so that Jesus could come out? Then we wonder, is the death conqueror so weak that he couldn't push the stone away himself? Someone commented that the stone at the tomb was a pebble to Jesus, whom we call the Rock of Ages. Listen to what the angel says. Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. Come and see the place where they laid him. It's all because of love. God raised Jesus from death to give us hope of life. God's love does not stop there, but continues as he cares for us by taking care of the details, no matter how little they are. And God rolled the stone away so that the reality of Easter resurrection can be experienced, can be seen. See, the stone was moved, not for Jesus, but for the women. Not so Jesus could come out, but so the women can look in and see that Jesus is no longer there, that Jesus is risen, that the grave, the tomb, is empty. See, the stone was the obstacle that would have kept the women from witnessing the empty tomb, that Jesus had risen. And before these women arrived, see, God rolled back the stone. See, our God is awesome God. You know, our God is the God of rock and roll. You know, it's the massive rock that God rolls. See, the promise of Easter, the Easter story, is that Jesus is risen from the dead and the resurrection hope is available for everybody. God, who loves us, wants us to experience the resurrection by rolling away the stones for us, enabling us to experience the Easter, the empty tomb. Like the woman who came to the tomb, many of us who come to worship today, we have obstacles, stones in our lives that keep us from seeing the reality of the risen Christ and experiencing the joy. What are the stones in your life that is so massive, so huge, so heavy, blocking your way for you to come and see that Christ is risen, that the tomb is empty, and that there is new life available? I imagine for some of you, the huge stone blocking the way is your feeling hopeless of the situation where you are in, or feeling that it's just impossible. How can this work out? Maybe some of you have fear of living. And others, fear of dying. Maybe some of us have fear of losing someone or something dear to us. There are many people who are struggling with depression, feeling like the dark clouds will never lift. Those of us who are feeling the feelings of insecurity financially, not knowing what the future holds, or feeling insecure emotionally and feel anxious. Some of you may be dealing with broken relationships. Others are struggling with addictions. And then, sometimes, some of us are complacent. That keeps us from experiencing the joy of Easter. There are limiting beliefs, limiting perceptions that keeps us from seeing this new reality of Easter. Those are old stones that is blocking the way from us witnessing the empty tomb that Christ is risen. Whatever the stone that is blocking your way, it is too large and heavy that you can't move it. So we ask the same question as these women: who will roll away the stone for us? Lee Strobel, a pastor and author, in his book, God's Outrageous Claims, he reveals how he came to experience the resurrection of Christ. See if you could spot what his big stone was. He says, "I used to consider the resurrection to be a laughable fairy tale. After all, Yale Law School has trained me to be coldly rational, and my ears of sniffing for news at the Chicago Tribune had only toughened my naturally cynical personality. But intrigued by changes in my wife after she became a Christian, I spent nearly 2 years systematically using my journalistic and legal experience to study the evidence for the resurrection and the credibility of Jesus' claims to being God. After 2 years, I emerged totally convinced and gave my life to Christ." Easter is the day we experience our stones being rolled away. Through Jesus' resurrection, God displays for all to see that there is nothing impossible. There is nothing that God cannot do. And God desires to remove all the stones in our lives that block us from living this reality. Now, this is not to say that whatever stone that we think it is, that God will move it the way we think it should be moved. We do not dictate how God is going to move these massive stones out of our lives. God will move them, but we will be surprised and delighted by the way God removes these stones so that we can look in to this empty tomb and realize Christ is risen. The tomb is empty. And if God can raise a dead man into a new life, anything that we are dealing with in our lives, definitely God can help us. All because of love, God raised Jesus from the dead to show us that we also can live. And God rolls away the stones in our lives so that we can experience the empty tomb and live freely. This is the good news of Easter that fills us with hope. No matter how large your stones, no matter how impossible it seems, to help you to see the empty tomb, God will roll away the stones. Whether you are facing a time of grief, a period of personal pain, or an experience of hopelessness or desperation, you can look to the Lord and know that God will roll away the stones for you. Because the Christ who was crucified knows your deepest personal anguish. The Christ who was lifeless knows the complete desolation of death and hopelessness. The Christ who was raised knows the life-giving power of God. It is all because of God's awesome love for you that you can live this new life, and it begins right now. Christ is risen, and we also live this new life with him. Hallelujah. Amen.